Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are grateful this morning to the Most High God, the God of heaven and earth, the one who knows our name, the one whose hand we are in his palm. In the name of Jesus, he is the great and mighty Adonai. Hallelujah. He's the supreme ruler of every nation. He's the Lord of every nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are thanking you this morning for everything you're doing on our behalf. We bless and honor you this morning. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Oh, God, we thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are the shepherd of all the shepherds, oh, God. You are leading us in a plain path, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning for what you're doing, what you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we honor you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to join you this morning, to be aligned with you, oh God. You are the way. And you are a way maker. Hallelujah, Jesus. We truly don't know the way, oh God, but we know you are a way maker. In the name of Jesus, you are the one who made heaven and earth. You are the one who blew your very breath into our body. What a mighty God you are. Hallelujah. Oh, this morning, Lord, we say hallelujah to the Most High God. Father, we cry out for the children today. The children in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe, all over the world. And we ask you to have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, those that have been kidnapped, set them free from their captors, oh God. Oh, yeah, set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Locate them. Oh, God, you are there with them. In the name of Jesus, let people in authority locate them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and let them be found, oh God, safe, unharmed, untouched, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. Father, show people, children that are oppressed, suppressed, depressed, those who want to check out of this world before their time, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, show their parents, show somebody that they want to leave this world before their time, that they want to commit suicide. We rebuke that suicidal spirit right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare our children will not commit suicide. They shall live and not die. Lord, I thank you that our children will be taught about you at an early age, and great shall be their peace. Oh, yeah, they shall have peace. Oh, God, no bullying, no kidnapping, no murder, no rape, no violence. They will be with you, Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Oh, God, they will have peace. You are Jehovah Jireh, their provider. Provide everything they need for life and godliness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for setting those children who are in sex trafficking free this morning. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Save the captives. In the name of Jesus, we come early this morning calling on your mighty name, your holy name. And we thank you for what you're doing for the children, not just on Bible Storyland Children's Day, but daily, daily, Lord God. Teach them who you are. In the name of Jesus, send teachers. Oh, God, send apostles and prophets and evangelists, teachers and pastors, oh God, to tell the children who you are in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you're going to do in the lives of all the children. We are blessed. Our children are blessed. Hallelujah.
For me.
book we want our children to know inside out, not just the name of it, not just see the cover of it, but know the book from Genesis to Revelation. Know, oh yeah, how to live holy in the name of Jesus. Well, welcome to Bible Story Land. As you probably know, it's Children's Day. Yes, we're honoring the children all over the world. God said that our children were created and destined for greatness. You know the children, the ones you take care of, the ones in the neighborhood, the ones in your church, the ones in the schools, the ones that pass by you. You know many of them have the call of God upon their lives. We encourage the children. Don't put them down. Don't say don't. Say you are blessed. You are beautiful. You were created and destined for greatness. Tell them about the love of Jesus, the love that God has for them, because he truly loves them. Don't you know he said in Matthew 19:14, don't stop the children, stop the little children, come unto me. Don't forbid them, because they are part of my kingdom too. I want them to know me at an early age so they'll have great peace. So thank you this morning for being on with us. You know, the word of God says in Proverbs 22:6, train them up. They may not have come out of your womb. They may not have come out of your loins, but you know them. And I don't care if they don't like it or not, still tell them what's right and what's wrong. They'll remember it. They'll remember it all their lives. They'll remember, oh, yeah, I remember he told me don't smoke pot. I remember he told me don't get into sex at an early age. I remember she told me to honor God and to watch the words that come out of my mouth. Yeah, I remember they told me to honor God, to honor, to obey my parents in the Lord so I can have a long life. They will remember. Proverbs 22:6 says, train them up in the way that they should go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. Isaiah 28:9, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. You know those children. They're precious. They are precious. You know they're so unique. They have their own way, own personality. Even in the crib, you see them, they're young, 2-3 weeks old. You know they're strong. I just love them. They're so precious. So we got to train them up, direct them toward their path. You know, God has a plan, a great plan, a purpose. We got to direct them toward their purpose. We can't just let them sit idle. We can't just let them play, you know, those video games on the church pew in the back seat of the car. We got to be telling them. What Deuteronomy say? He said in the morning when you get up. He ain't say put a computer, put an iPad in their hand. He said, no, you teach them. You train them. You tell them what thus saith the Lord. So, you know, we gotta do our part now. Come on. So we got to teach, train the children while they are young. When the word of God gets inside them, and they'll remember it, they'll remember to follow it when they get older. They will remember. You think that you talking to the wall? Oh, no. You talking to the children. They are very versatile now. They are, you know, they multitask. They can be mopping the floor, listening to music, and they can hear you at the same time. Trust me, they are brilliant. So this morning, I thank God for each of you this morning. God loves you so much. And I thank God for Pastor Donna this morning, Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. I'm going to ask her to say a prayer for our children. Our children need prayer. Morning, noon, and night, they need prayer. Not just once a day in the morning. Pray for them throughout the day. You know, we got intercessors on the line right now. So God is wanting us to pray for them. You know, when you're driving down the street or you're walking down the street and you see children, pray for them. Lord, if they're not saved, save that young man. Save that young girl. Lord, keep them from destruction. You know, whatever the Lord put in your spirit. So we thank God. Good morning again, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Thankful to be alive, thankful to be here, and thankful for the children.
I sure am.
Amen.
I sure am. All right, I will pray. Gracious Lord,
thank
I humbly bow. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up today to let us see a brand new day that we've never seen before. Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you've already done. Lord, I thank you for the precious children that you have given to us, children that you have put in our care. Lord, I thank you so much for their little lives, Lord. Lord, right now I ask that you would help us to be the examples before our children so that they will know what to do. They'll know how to act. They'll know how to talk. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom and knowledge so that we can train them up. And we do know that when they're old, they won't depart from it. So right now, Lord, I ask a special blessing, a special covering of your precious blood upon our children. Lord, bless them, keep them. Keep them, Lord, as only you can. Lord, we're so grateful for the children that we have. We're so grateful for the young people in our lives, Lord. They help to keep us young, Lord. So help us, Lord, to be that example that you're calling for us to be, Lord. We don't want to be the cause of any child stumbling, but, Lord, we want to show them that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the light. And if they will follow you, Lord, then they will be successful, Lord. Lord, we just thank you this morning. Bless the parents who are caring for the children, Lord. Bless all of the caregivers, Lord. Lord, keep us strong. Help us to do the things that you would have us to do that are pleasing in your sight. Lord, I love you, and I thank you so much for hearing and answering prayer. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. For his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Awesome prayer. Thank God. You know, it's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We love the children. We got to continually train them up, according to Proverbs 22:6. You know, I'm telling you, our children are so, oh, they're so wonderful. They are wonderful. They are great. They were created and destined for greatness. It's on the inside of them, but it's up to us as adults to help them. To bring that greatness on the inside of them out. We got to bring that greatness on the inside of them out. It's there. The greatness is on the inside of them. And we got to bring it out of them. So I thank God this morning. This is Children's Day. You know, this is a crucial hour. 2021 is crucial. And every day, I don't know, every day we're hearing things about our children in the negative. But let us publish the positive about our children. Let us stop publishing negative. Oh, they so bad. They so horrible. They always doing this and that. No, let us publish great things about our children. Let's say how wonderful they are. Let's talk about great things. You know, they're writing books. Children are writing books. They're writing poems. They're drawing pictures. I was with a child one time, and I said, I want you to draw me a picture. The child drew me a picture, and I said, who is this? And the child said, this is me. I said, who is that? That's God. Now, this is a young child, probably eight years old. I didn't tell them what kind of picture to draw. They had God on their mind, and they drew a beautiful picture of themselves and God. I want you to know, it's in them. It's in them. We just got to pull it out of them. Well, you know, many children are singing today. They are playing instruments, drums and pianos and saxophones and all kind of instruments, and they are playing them for the Lord. So, you know, we got to teach them. Now, let me tell you what. This saddens me so much because we're losing too many of our children every day. They are dying of murder. They're dying of violent, hideous crimes. They're committing suicide, and many of them have diseases. We got to wake up and help save the children. We got to seek God together, and we got to ask God for help to save the children all over the world. Lord, I don't know how to pray effectual, fervent prayers for the children in Russia, the children in South America, the children all in every Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe. I don't know how to pray for them, but you do. So lead me in prayer, Lord. I'm going to ask Minister Gloria Dean is on with us this morning. I'm going to ask her to pray to stop the violence, the crime. You know, what some of us don't understand is on those computers, when the children go on some of those games, when they go on some of those different sites, there are subliminal messages that they are getting. And those subliminal messages are influencing them the wrong direction. It's telling them, they don't hear it audibly, but it's getting in their spirit. And trust me, even adults, sometimes when we go on certain websites, it's giving us subliminal messages. You wonder why there's so many, hideous crimes? Because we're getting these subliminal messages. You hear about people beating their children to death. You hear about friends shooting friends. Subliminal messages could be at the back of it. And we know who's at the root of subliminal messages, the enemy. But we got to fill their heads with the word. We got to put the word in them morning, noon, and night. When you get up in the morning, put the word of God on those iPads. Let them listen to the word. When they go to sleep, let them listen to the word. You know, there are spirits that sometimes try to grab our children at night, incubus, succubus, and different horror. Some of them wake up howling and screaming because of the terror in the nightmares they have. So, Minister Gloria Dean, I'm going to ask you to cover all of those things. Keep our children safe. Good morning again, Minister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Praise God. It's a good day. I thank God for it. Praise God. Like, I was just seeing you all alive, yet to be here today. Thank God. Thank God. And that God had brought us up, our children, how our parents taught us how to be. Praise God. So I'm just going to go in and pray and thank God. Well, I thank God for this day, Sister Carita. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Father God, we just want to lift up the children today, God. We want to lift them up all over the world today, God. All over the world. The same thing is going on all over the world, God. How the children are being treated. Some are being treated so bad. Some are being misled and going into different things, learning early about that homosexuality, teaching them at young age, children, girls with girls and boys with boys. Father God, we bind it up. We loose that away from them. We loose that they will see. We come against all of these clubs, I call it clubs, to get together to get these children to do the things that's wrong. We bind them up. We bind up every one of them. Praise God. We loose the buildings even to begin to just burn down, Father, that they can't even do things like this anymore. God, we just ask you, God, to take care of our children. And God, we thank you, Father. We teach our children now. We teach them as they're young. We teach them how to pray. Right now, we teach our children how to pray, how to thank the Lord and who God is and who Jesus is. Praise God. And what he did on the cross for us. Praise God, how he died on the cross, that we live the right life. And praise God, how Jesus walked the land to teach us. And what we have to learn today, God, let us continue to teach the children about the Bible, Jesus, what he's all about. Learn scriptures in the Bible, scriptures to learn about. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Praise God. Jesus loved the children of the world. We have to just teach the children things. Teach them. Let them see, God. Get magazines and books and from the bookstore and let them read. And they can't read. Well, we read it from they can have books with just pictures. Pictures can show them right from wrong. But, God, we just bind and rebuke to devour right now away from these children, God, because Satan is not going to devour our children. We just put the blood of Jesus right now upon all of our children all over the world today, even the unborn, he's still in the mother's womb. We just put the blood of Jesus on them, the blood blood, the blood, the blood. We just loose the blood, the blood, the blood all through the lane right now. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers all. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. It's power in the blood. Power in the blood. It's power in the blood. Hallelujah. And we just baptize them right now in the blood of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Praise Jesus, Lord. It covers all, covers all. And we thank you, Lord, these children shall be taken out of bondage. They shall be taken out of bondage right now. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, that you preserve these children. Preserve them, God, from all evil. Preserve them from all evil, God. Preserve them all over the world today. Preserve them from all evil, God. Preserve their souls today, God. Preserve their souls today, God. Preserve their little souls today, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Preserve their souls, God, and preserve, God. They're going out, and they're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they're all covered with the blood now, covered with the blood. We thank you, Father, that the enemy cannot touch them. He cannot touch them anyway. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, and we give you praise, O God, in Jesus' precious name, our Lord. Amen. And amen. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You all are praying powerful prayers this morning. Thank you, Minister Glory Dean, for that powerful prayer for our children. They need prayer. Well, we have on with us this morning, and I thank God for Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's on with us this morning. We thank God for her. She's going to play a song of praise for us on Children's Day. Good morning, Minister Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. What are you going to play today for the children?
Praise him. Praise him.
Amen. Go right ahead. To be praised. He deserves all the glory, all the praise. You know, Isaiah 65:24 says, before they call, I will answer. While they yet speak, I will hear. Well, we have Minister Vivian Collins on with us this morning. I'm going to ask her to say a prayer. You know, she's a prayer warrior. I thank God for her. She and I come on Tuesday, and we pray effectual fervent prayers for the children, and many people join us on Tuesday. So you all are welcome to join us on a Tuesday evening, 5 to 6, 6 to 4 to 5, some people some. So we thank God for prayer. We got to keep praying for our children. They need so much prayer. I mean, if we pray from morning to night, it's not enough prayer. We need more prayer warriors on the wall praying every day. Turn the TV off for 1 hour and say, Lord, I come to pray for the children. And you know what? He already heard before we call. Good morning, Minister Collins. How you doing this morning, Vivian?
I'm great. Praise the Lord. How are you all? It sounds like the Lord is just really moving in our midst this morning. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Would you pray for the children and their families, however the Lord leads you?
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, no other name, Lord. You said it in your word, Lord, no other name do we want to come, God. Come in your name, oh God, where there is power. God, power, oh God, to help the children, God, to get through everyday life, oh God. Power, oh God, to help the families, who is the leaders, oh God, to train their children up in the way that you want them to go, God. Father God, the power, oh God, to strengthen every husband, oh God, to be the husband of one wife, oh God. Father God, the wife, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, oh God, be the mother in the home, oh God. Father God, we are lifting up the children, oh God, that they'll be obedient to their parents, oh God. Father God, that this home shall be called a home of prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lifting up the children, oh God, Lord God, that they will stay from trouble, oh God, that they will run from it, oh God. They will not be deceived, oh God. They are follow instructions, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, they will love to adhere, oh God, to their, oh God, peers, oh God, that's teaching them the right way. When the peers see them going the wrong way, and the peers will tell them, oh no, bruh, that ain't right. And Father, they won't get an attitude and say, oh, I don't want to listen to him. But, oh God, that Father God, let the Spirit of the Lord God, oh God, reign in their hearts, oh God. Father God, that they will hear and obey, oh God. Father, obedience is better than sacrifice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in the children's life, because we're going to hear many, oh God, that turn to you, what they're saying, oh God, they are lost, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, because your word will not return void, oh God, on them, oh God. So, Lord, we lift up the children, God, today, God. Those that are on drugs, they shall turn. Those that are all going wayward, they shall turn. Father God, those that are sick, they shall be healed. Father God, those that are, oh, Father God, motherless, God. Oh, God, they'll find someone. Oh, God, someone will mother them. Someone will father them, and God show them the way, oh God of love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, because God, you do great things, oh God. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, oh God, because you call us to pray, God. Pray ye one for another. Pray for our families. Pray for our children. Pray for our loved ones. Father God, that they all come to know, God, the one that we don't know. God, we don't just look to ours, but we look for those all across the land, God. Oh, God, that will turn and adhere to your word, oh, God. For your word is sharper than any two-edged sword, God, cutting even that asunder of the soul, God. Father, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against our children shall prosper. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Collins, we appreciate that powerful prayer. I thank God for the prayers that have gone forth this morning on behalf of the children and their families. They all need prayer. We need prayer. We can't make it without. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So we're going to continually praise the Lord. We're going to start with Pastor Donna Hawkins. We're going to ask her to sing a song of praise this morning on Children's Day. All right, Pastor Hawkins, good morning again.
Good morning, Minister. God bless you. I come to the garden alone. While the dew still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy we share as we carry them, none of them has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush, they're singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. Oh, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry them, none of them has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bid me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none of them has ever known.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, that was beautiful. Yes, come to the garden alone to walk with the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna Hawkins. Well, we have Minister Hilda Miller on here with us this morning. My heart is rejoicing. You know, those twin girls, twin granddaughters, they are growing by leaps and bounds. I thank God for them. She's trained them up in the way that they should go. I thank God for the ministry that Pastor Minister Hilda Miller has. Good morning. How are you? Let me see if Minister Hilda Jones, are you there? All right. She may be just listening in this morning, but I thank God for her. Thank God for her twin granddaughters. They are precious, precious young women. So I thank God for them. Well, we're moving right along this morning. We have Minister Glory Dean Charlo on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. And she's going to sing and play a song of praise. Thank God for her. What are you going to play this morning, Sister Minister Glory Dean?
I'll do This Is a Light of Mine.
All right,
thank
you.
This Is a Light of Mine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The children need a little light. They got to keep the light going. Keep the
Amen.
Light going. I'm trying to get to the piano.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it a light of mine?
God and let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it on the bush, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under the bush, oh no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Satan's not gonna blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Satan won't blow it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this is the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is the light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. This is the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You know, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, I'm gonna let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine till Jesus comes. This is the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hallelujah. Praise
the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. This little light of mine, we got to let it shine. We got to teach the children that they have a light on the inside of them, and they got to let it shine. So we thank God for those songs this morning. Thank God. Well, we have the youngest woman that comes on with us, 99 years young.
Yes.
You know, Mother Ludette from Applin, Georgia. We thank God for her. She's on this morning. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Shot a hose. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear your voice this morning.
Well, yes, I'm so hoarse, but I'm going to do the best I can.
All right. Amen.
All right. God, Jesus. Call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name, call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, you have to call him by his name. If you're sick, Lord, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name. Name call Jesus, call him by his name, call him by his name, call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you're worried, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you worry, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you fatherless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you fatherless, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, you just call him by his name.
Amen. Ooh, that was awesome, Mother Ludell. We
thank
God
you.
Yes.
Oh, Scott, me.
That's all right. It was good. The Lord didn't say, you know, he ain't put no stipulations. He just want us to sing praises. So we thank God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Call Jesus and call him by his name. He's the same.
Call him by his name. That's all I know.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Ludell. We love you so much.
I love you all, too. I ain't ever saw the host, but I did the best I could.
It was awesome. You did excellently. Thank God for you. Lord Jesus,
thank
you for Mother Ludell. We thank you for the 99-plus years you've given her, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
March 99-plus 1 month, and we thank you for what you're doing
thank
in her
you
life.
All. Thank you. I try to do the best I can.
Hallelujah. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
All right, well, our speaker today is a mighty man of God. He has God's mark. Our speaker today is a mighty man of God. He has God's mark upon him. He has been serving God since he was very young. He is a mighty man of God. Isaiah 1:7 says, but the Lord said to me, do not say you're too young. You must serve, you must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. And our speaker is obedient to God. He does what God tells him to do. He knows the secret place. He don't run in. He dwells in the secret place on a daily basis. I thank God for him. He's 23 years young. He is Prophet Michael Smith. Mighty man of God, chosen by God, obedient to God. Good morning, Prophet Michael. How are
good
you?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. God surely is good.
Can you turn your phone up a little bit higher, Prophet Michael?
Yeah,
can you turn your phone up a little bit higher? Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Hallelujah. Say that again.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you, but it's a little low. I was trying to turn it up as high as I could.
Can you hear me now?
All right. Hold on one second.
I turned it up.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna just let God have his way, I guess.
Yes.
How's everyone doing this morning? How's everyone doing?
We're all doing great. Thank God for you.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go to Genesis. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 5, and then we're going to go to verses. So Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, it reads as this. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. All right, so now we're going to go to John chapter 1. And verses 15, and we're going to see what, I mean, verses 14, excuse me. Hallelujah. Can you hear me good?
Very clear.
Okay, perfect. So John chapter 1, verse 14, notice what I just read now. Genesis chapter 6, it reads, I'm going to read it again. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. It says that, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. But verse 8 said, but Noah found grace. But Noah, he found grace. He found something in the eyes of the Lord. He found something. I'm going to tell you what he found. John chapter 1. Verses 14 reads as this, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father. And he was full of grace. He was full of what Noah found. He was full of grace and truth. And I'm going to stop right there and let God use me. So in this hour, people, we got to find the Lord. What Noah found was Jesus. In the hour where there's wickedness and perversion, where there's sin that is exalted, where there's everything that is lifted up for God, in this hour where evil has become exceedingly great and people has become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God, in this hour where there's perversion, where there's lust, where there's destruction and deception in the land, in this hour where people are doing everything but serving the Lord, where people are doing everything but honoring and living for God, in this hour where temptation is very easy to give in to, in this hour where youthful lust and sexual immortality is being exalted, in this hour where the people are going after everything else but what God has decreed and declared for us to be submissive unto, in this hour where the people is living like 6 million, in this hour where the people are not serving the Creator, but they're serving the creation, in this hour, we got to find God. In this hour, Noah found Jesus. He found the Savior. He found the Mahasa. He found Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Y'all, we cannot be distracted. We cannot be distracted, nor can we let man deceive us. The Bible says over there in Matthew 24, the disciple asked Jesus, they said, Lord, what shall be the end and the sign for thy coming? And the Bible said that the Lord said this. He said, let no man deceive you. We are in an hour where people are anointed to deceive you, to distract you, and to take you away from the God you serve. We are in an hour where people are coming out with all types of doctrine to get rid of the name Jesus. They're coming out with all types of doctrine to demote and to silence the very name of Jesus. But we cannot be fooled. We cannot be deceived. We cannot let the deception enter in and we yield into it. We got to walk like Jesus. We got to seek him. We got to live holy. We got to sanctify ourselves before him. He said, brethren, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said over there in the book of Romans, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Y'all, we got to live a sanctified life. We got to kill and mortify the very deed which is upon the earth. We got to kill this flesh. We got to lay the axe to the root of the tree and let God arise on the inside. Let God be increased in your life and decrease everything that are not like him. Turn away from every evil thing and seek the Lord and ye shall live. There are so much distraction and deception and perversion and sin that has crept in the land, and people are falling away. But we got to get back to Jesus. We got to get back to seeking the Lord, to obeying the Lord, to following what he said. He's given us a commandment, and that we got to yield to. He's given us a word, and that we got to follow. Noah found Jesus in that wicked hour, and we got to find the Lord. We got to find him. He told Jeremiah, he said, go and see. Can you find a man that is crying and saying for the abomination of the country? But the Bible said Jeremiah couldn't find not one. We got to be that vessel, y'all. We got to be that vessel, y'all, where Jesus can use us to bring healing to a dying world, where Jesus can use us to bring the nation back together. He called Jonah, and he had Jonah on an assignment. It was to get Nineveh back to repentance. God is looking for a vessel. He's looking for an individual that he can use to break America down and bring them back to repentance, because this nation has left the Lord. This nation has backslid from the Lord. This nation have forsaken Jesus, and the church is the part of the reason of it, because we've compromised, because we accepted everything, and we have not lifted up the banner that holiness is still the order of the day. We have not lifted up the sign that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And God is saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is saying, I winked at your ignorance. I winked at your sin. I winked at your perversion. I winked at your lust. I winked at your filth, but I'm calling you, I'm calling you to repentance. I'm calling you to deliverance. I'm calling you to salvation. I'm calling you to holiness. I'm calling you to sanctification, and you got to walk in it, and you got to live in it. The word says, holy be holy still. Let the righteous be righteous still, but let the filthy, if you want to live like the devil, let the unclean, if you want to live like the unrighteous, let them be unrighteous still in this hour. It is not safe to walk away from God. It is not safe to forsake him, because he's leaving you like that, because he's leaving you in that position. He's leaving you in that state. You cannot easily come back unto the Lord in this hour. It's hard to get back if you are in him. It's better for you to stay in him and get to know him the more. He said it is better for you not to know this way than for you to have touched the gospel plow and turn back. We are not them that go back to perdition. Seek him and you shall live. Seek him and you will equal my life. Seek him and you shall survive. Seek him and you will be protected. Seek him and you shall make it. Seek him and you will not suffer. Seek him and you shall sustain in this hour. If you seek the Lord, you shall be protected. You shall be sustained. You shall survive. You shall survive if you seek him. but you got to seek him, because this is a dangerous hour, and the people are falling away by a wayside. You can hardly find anyone that is really, truly taking a stand for God. You can hardly find anyone that is preaching the gospel and living it at the same time. There's a lot of people talk about the word, but their life don't follow after the word. But God is looking for a vessel that he can use to bring deliverance to such a people, bring healing to such a people. He's looking for somebody, but in this hour, the individual got to seek him. We got to go after him. We got to put away all distraction. Put away all distraction and get rid of every evil thing. God told Joshua, he said, get rid of the accursed thing that is among you. That's the reason you're hindered. That's the reason you're failing. That's the reason you can't prosper. That's the reason you can't make it. That's the reason you're going through, because something accursed is among you. But God is saying, get rid of the accursed thing. Get rid of the sin. Get rid of the lust. Get rid of the unforgiveness. Get rid of the hatred. Get rid of the discord. Get rid of the pride. Get rid of the anger. Get rid of the talking about folks. Get rid of the stinginess. Get rid of the selfishness. Get rid of the accursed thing among you, and you shall survive, and you shall prosper, and you will make it. Once you get rid of the accursed thing, you will survive. But in this hour, you got to seek the Lord. Get rid of the distraction and seek ye Jesus, and you shall live. God bless.
Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and we will survive. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Thank you. I don't care what's going on around you. We got to seek the Lord. Thank you, Prophet Pastor Michael Smith from Jacksonville, Florida. Mighty man of God. Young man. On the battlefield. We got to keep encouraging our young people. I thank God for the word of God and Prophet Michael. I told you he's a mighty man of God.
What?
God has been using him.
C-I-T-I-Z-E-N.
All right. Karen is off of mute, so I'm going to put her back on mute. Thank you, Karen. All righty. So, you know, I thank God for our young people. God is doing great things in our young people. I thank God that Prophet Michael is one of the young people that's still on the battlefield for the Lord. But we got to keep praying for him. We got to keep praying for him. We got Prophetess Inez on with us. I'm going to ask her, let me see, I'm going to take you off mute. If you are available, could you pray for a prayer for Prophet Michael Smith? All right. How you doing, Prophetess Inez? Are you available, Prophetess Inez?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am here, Sister G. And I tell you, that word was so great. I was in here wanting to preach with him. That anointing was flowing. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, that he is on the battlefield. Thank you for this opportunity, Sister G. God bless you and everyone on the line. And thank God for Pastor Michael. Prophet Michael, and we thank you, Lord, that you are using him mightily. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of light that is upon him, and we thank you, Father, for, hallelujah, the cry loud and spare not, for the no nonsense, for the tell it like it is, hallelujah, anointing, and let the chips fall where they will, anointing on him, Father, that he is right, the righteous of old as a lion, and the wicked run when none pursue. And we thank you, Lord, that he is has his face set like flint. And we thank you for the covering upon him, for the blood covering around him, that the adversary, Halu, who is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, Father, that he will not be able to devour your servant. We thank you, Lord, that no plot, no trap, no scheme, Father, no hidden thing will be able to succeed against him. We thank you, Lord, for taking him to that even deeper into the things of God. But we praise you, Lord, for the role model that he is. We thank you for the beacon that he is, among his generation and all of around all of us, Lord. And we thank you for. We just love him, Lord. We just feel your presence, hallelujah. When he is ministering, we can feel we're being touched. That you are speaking through him. We thank you, Lord, it's a piercing, that you're piercing, hallelujah, your word, Father, hallelujah. And, Lord, that you will open doors for the nations to hear, hallelujah. And Father, those that the deaf ears will be unstopped, hallelujah. And, Lord, that we will all continue to stay before you to examine ourselves to see if there's anything in us that we would end up before you in the end being shocked because there's something that we have gotten in that we have not dealt with. So we thank you, Lord, for the transparency, hallelujah, that you have placed in your servant. And God bless him in his health, in his family, in his finances. And we thank you, Lord. We don't know when. I don't know if he's dating, but we thank you for the companion, for the person that you have prepared for him. Hallelujah, Lord, that she will be, hallelujah, a woman after your own heart, just like he is, Lord, that he would not be deceived, Father, or seduced, that he would be equally yoked with who you have for him. And we thank you for the peace, Lord. And we know that this call, hallelujah, is a great price, hallelujah, and the warfare is great. But we thank you that it's just driving him closer to you. Everything, every weapon that's formed, every battle, that every struggle, Lord, hallelujah. Sometimes even the stagnance, sometimes there's a blockage, Lord. All of that, hallelujah, is working for his good because it's just making him seek you the more. And when he comes out, he's able to have more to share with us, to bring a rhema word, deliverance. Thank you for Sister G having him on and for the deposits that she has made into his life. And I'm going to stop, Lord, because I'm just so thankful for having heard. I didn't know who was going to be ministering this morning. I just knew I wanted to be on the call as my schedule allowed me to be on here hearing. And I thank you for what I've heard this morning for everyone. Let me stop right now, Lord. Thank you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Sister G. Glory to everybody on the call. Thank you. Love you, Prophet. Thank God for prospering you in every area, spirit, soul, body, relationships, finances, every area. God is with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Blood of Jesus covering
you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Prophetess Inez. Amen. Well, I perceive that everyone on here is saved already, but anybody backslidden, we'll pray for you. You know what? We got to keep moving forward in God. We got to keep moving forward. God wants us to be forward-moving people, not backward-moving, but forward-moving people. Anybody need prayer this morning? We're going to be taking prayer requests shortly. I thank God for each of you all being on the line this morning. God loves you so much, so much, so much. I'm unmuting all the lines right now. And I thank God for each one of you. Let me make sure I unmuted. Yes, I unmuted all the lines. So anybody backslidden, need prayer? All right. Looks like everybody's moving forward in God. You know what? I tell you, some things can happen in our lives. It'll make us move forward. We won't be stuck in the mud no more. We'll be running in the presence of God. And, of course, the coronavirus was one of those things. We were running in the presence of God. We couldn't see where it was, but we knew that in the shadow of the Almighty, there is safety. In his mighty palm, there is safety. You know, under his refuge, there is safety. So we were running in the presence of the Almighty. We thank God. You know, we don't want these things to happen, but when they do happen, we know we have refuge in God. So we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, family, church family, Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, and I'm going to ask Minister Vivian if you would pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we do lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning, God, and her entire congregation and her, God, that the blessings of the Lord be upon them, God. Father God, you told us to bless your people, Lord God. Father God, in Numbers chapter 6, Oh, God, chapter 24, God, you said if we would put the blessings upon, they shall be blessed. So, God, you desire to bless your people, God. So, Lord, in every area of their lives, oh, God, spiritually, mentally, physically, God, just pour out upon them what they stand in need, because you know, God, what Pastor Donna and her congregation need, God. Father God, Lord God, oh God, you said you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they can't contain. God, do God, oh God, we depend upon your word. We have faith to believe, God, that it's done already, God. Lord God, let them wait on you and let them not get in a hurry, God, but look unto the Father, unto the heavens, from whence cometh their help. Because all of their help come from you, Lord. Everything that they need come from you, Lord. Everything that they possess, Lord, it came from you, Lord. Everything, oh God, Father God, that they stand in need of, oh God, Lord God, is being showered down every day. So, Lord God, oh God, open up, God, as they open up to you, Lord. Let their hearts, oh God, be warm towards you, God. Let them seek your face continuously daily, God. Oh God, for leading, God. Oh God, in the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for each one name by name, because you know them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And
thank you so much. All right, let me ask Minister Gloria Dean. If you would pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, Brandon, Ava, her aunt, and her ministry with senior citizens. Thank you.
For Jackie Travis?
Yes.
Hello? Hey, for Jackie Travis.
Yes.
Hey, yeah.
Father God, we just want to thank the Lord. We want to thank you, Father God. Because she loves you, Father God. She loves you so much, God. She's always seen you, God. Thank you for the children. And I thank you, Lord, for Jackie. Yeah. I thank you, Lord, that you continue to take care of her, Father God. Because, God, there are things in her life that she's been calling out to you, God. Calling out to you, God, to get straight, get it right, Father God. She's been calling out to you, Father God, because she wants a closer walk with you, God. A closer walk, God. She wants a closer walk with you. And God, we ask that you give her that closer walk, God, that she begin to just seek you, Lord, like she never sought you before, God, that she begin to seek, God, that she just tell that enemy, be that God away from me, God. You bind that devil away from her, God, trying to get her to not come all the way in, but she's all the way in. She's all the way in. But, Father God, the enemy always try to throw things at us, God, and try to stop things, come on, and bring things up on us, people talking ugly to us, saying ugly things to us, God, and we have to forgive. I thank you, Lord, she's learned how to forgive others who's ever done anything ugly to her, talk to her any kind of way, that she's learning to forgive and love, have the perfect love of God, and love everyone as God loved us. I thank you, Lord, for Jackie, God. I thank you, Lord, for loving her. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for keeping her in your stead, God. Keep her, Father God. And we thank you for her now, Father God, and love her, God. Love her. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Anybody have any prayer requests? Well, I'm going to ask right before I take prayer requests, Prophet Michael, if you could pray for our baby, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, and the children of the world. Prophet Michael, are you there? He may have stepped away from
yes,
the phone.
Yes, ma'am, I'm back.
All right.
Oh, I was just trying to get together, but... Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the children, Lord. Father, you said in your word, you said that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, let every praise be perfected. So, Father, we thank you for the children because they belong to you, Lord. Father, we ask that you touch baby Chloe and touch the others, Father. Whatever illness or whatever infirmity the enemy may be touching their body with, God, we curse it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command them to be whole from the liver crown to the sole of the head, Father. We ask that the enemy take his filthy hands up off of those children, Father.
Father, we even pray for the children all across the nation, Lord. God, we pray that you cover them, Father, and keep them, God. We pray, God, that none be molested, none be murdered, none be kidnapped, none be assaulted, but, Father, that your angels were kept round about them. Father, you said the disciples came unto you, Lord, and they said, who shall be greatest in the kingdom? And you seen a little child, Father, and you grabbed that child, and you said, except you be as this child, you can in no likewise make it in. So, Father, we thank you because the children, they are the kingdom. They are the kingdom, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for the kingdom. So we ask that you raise them up, God, to be mighty men and women, Lord. You preachers, God, and anointed doctors, Father, and anointed nurses, Father. And we thank you, God, for your hand over the babies, Lord. The enemy wants to take this generation out just like he did in the days of Moses when he said, kill all the firstborn, because he knew that there was a deliverer, there was an anointed man, there was an anointed vessel that was coming down the line that was going to bring the children of Israel out. So the devil sees, Father, that there's someone anointed in this generation that is going to bring this nation out, and he wants to kill them, Lord. But we sent a word, Father, that'll stop his attack. It'll stop his plan. It'll stop whatever he wants to do. And we say the blood covers the children. The blood cover the babies. Father, we cover them under the blood. And when we send the blood, Lord, when the death angel comes, he got to flee, because the blood is a sign that something has already died. So no need to stop here. So, Father, we thank you that the blood cover the children from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Even if their parents aren't saved, God, we ask that your angels will still protect them. We ask that we ask that your angels will still cover them. So, Father, we thank you, God, that you got a word on the inside of them. God, raise them up, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. We ask, Father, that the enemy will never be able to have his hands on them. But, God, you'll use their children. You'll use them for the kingdom, Lord. And you'll save them, God, and they'll save their family, Lord. And they'll bring the people out, Lord. We thank you, God. That healing virtue belongs to the children. We thank you, Father, that the protection of your hand belongs to the children. We thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, honor, and praise for it. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Prophet Michael. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Amen. We're going to take prayer requests. Mother Lindell, you have a prayer request?
Beg your pardon, what you say?
You have a prayer request? Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am, for my niece, nephew, my church family, and my family as well.
All right. All righty.
Yes.
I'm going to ask Minister Glory Dean, can you pray for Mother Lucille? Pray for her healing, for her throat area, and
okay.
For her niece
That's
and her
right.
family.
Yeah, okay. Praise God. Father
mm-hmm.
God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for our sister, Lord. We thank you for our sister, Lord, and all the years that you've given to her, God. Praise ye the Lord. And Father God, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We love you. And Father God, we pray for her niece right now, God. We mm-hmm. pray, Father God, you know exactly what's wrong with her niece. You know exactly about her body. You know exactly about every little situation in her body that needs healing, Father. And we
mm-hmm.
ask you, Father, right now, that you begin to touch her niece. Touch her niece in a mighty way,
please,
God.
Lord,
that
please, Lord.
Thank you, God. Begin to thank you, Father God. And
mm-hmm.
God, that Christ will get more and more into her life, more and more into her life, that she has a closer relationship with God, that she just learned to praise him and praise him and praise him. That
yes.
she will praise her. In the name of Jesus. And God, we pray for the church. We pray for church where our sister goes to God. We pray for her family, too. We pray for her family.
Yes.
We pray for her family to bless all of her family, God, wheresoever they are in this world, that you bless them, God. Bless their going out and coming in from this time forth.
Mm-hmm.
Bless them, letting them
love be upon them, God, and the church, her members of church, members of church, God, her pastor, oh, God, touch the church where she goes, God. Touch that congregation, Father. Touch that congregation and bring them all to a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our sister, her family, and her niece, Father God, for blessing them in a mighty, mighty way. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Lardine. Anyone else? Prayer request. We're taking prayer requests. Yes, Sister G. I'm asking for prayer for against copycat crimes with these mall shootings. Also asking for the Lord to intervene concerning gun control, that it will be done the way it should be, according to what's going on in the nation, that he'll just oversee that, that the decisions that will be made will be the decisions that are the best, the right decisions concerning gun control. Also wanting prayer for our national security, especially for our power grid and our borders. Prayer for the mind of President Biden and pleading the blood against the chanting that's going on against him, those who are wanting something bad to happen to him and speaking against him, even some leaders. And I will say this not in condemnation, but I'm asking God to touch Pat Robertson, that he would stop speaking things against the president, which he did when President Obama was in office. And I do support CBN and I love him, but I'm asking God to touch him, that he will begin to speak what God is saying, or pray for him the way, regardless of his preference, that all of us would do that as the word commands us. And I'm praying that he will have the wisdom, he and Vice President Kamala Harris. Also asking for President for all of our government officials, and then the mental health of our nation, and that we will conviction come upon us, those who are not yet, you know, in Christ, that repentance for the nation. Thank you so much.
Prophetess Inez, would you cover those things that you just asked us to pray for? Would you pray for those,
yes,
please? Thank you.
Yes, Sister G. Thank you. Father, you said in Psalm 138:8 that you will perfect those things that concern us. So we're asking, Lord, that you will perfect these things, that you will oversee, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you will let our nation awaken, that you will let the earth hear your voice, Father, and, Lord, that you're going to judge the nation in your sight. Lord, we ask that you will deliver us from bondage into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Father, we ask that you will open our eyes and turn us from darkness to light, soften our hearts that have been hardened to the deceitfulness of sin, and deliver us from destruction. Father, raise up a standard in this nation and cause the rains of your spirit to flood our land and revive your work in the midst of us. And we ask that you raise up intercessors for the nation, as Sister G has been saying. We need more intercessors, Lord, to pull down the strongholds over the land, that your glory will be revealed in those who are in office, Father, that you root out those who are wicked and unfaithful, and bring light what's hidden in darkness, and that former Vice President Trump would not be behind the scenes trying to cause problems, that you bring conviction upon him as well, and thwart the plans of any wicked, expose the secret aims of hearts, and let the nation remember from where they've fallen, and repent, and doing our first work. And, Father, just we thank you for setting all of our hearts in order, setting our souls, as the prophet said, to seek the Lord, then humble ourselves and pray and turn to you, turn from our wicked ways, so that you will forgive our sins, heal our land. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and safety in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you, thank you so much. Any more prayer requests?
Yes, Sister G. This really does follow up with Sister Inez, and I just appreciate all that's going on this morning. Please pray continuously for all of the children that are, I don't know how they are coming, but all of those children who are walking thousands of miles to come this direction, but they are being trafficked, mistreated. It's just a very evil thing that is surrounding. loving all of the children. And so I do ask for continued prayer for children.
All right. Excuse me. Excuse me, Minister Mary and Sister G. While I was looking at the news about this, this is something I'm not saying it's from the Lord, but I just thought about as I looked at it, those children who were being interviewed, they've been say they were walking miles and miles, and what was coming to me is how can they have walked all these miles? Their clothes look just fine. They're not disheveled. They didn't have any bags with them. Their hair was combed nice. They were well groomed, but yet they were supposed to have been walking all these miles. And I thought, well, okay, there's a lot that we're being told on the news, and some that we're not being told. And then I started thinking about Joshua and the Gibeonites, and when they were tricked. And so whatever is going on, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but that we will pray that if this is some type of whatever it is that's being done, because they look too well to say they had been walking all those miles. And at where they go to the bathroom, where they wash their clothes, they had on clean clothes. They did not have any bags that they were carrying. Their teeth look, happened to know. I have compassion for the children, but I'm asking if there's some type of whatever it is that's going on, that it will be exposed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sister Nichols, would you pray for that prayer request you just asked?
Yes. Dear Father, we do praise you and thank you, oh Lord, for all that you have done in truth and honesty and holiness and righteousness. And Lord, I know that there is wickedness in this world, and part of it is to destroy the children from the mouths of babes come praise and worship to you, and that Satan is kind of doing everything that he can to stop children of all ages, the young ones, the unborn ones, as well as adults. So, Lord, we just ask your continued blessing and protection for children. For children. And, Lord, yes, show us your truth about all of the things that are happening, being planned, and that it's your people who are called by your name as we humble ourselves, Lord, and pray. Seek your face, Lord, in seeking your will. And so I just ask that the children would be brought to you in righteousness, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Nichols. Appreciate it. Any more prayer requests? Right.
Sister G.
Yes?
We need to pray for the news reporters that they will be able to disclose the truth without getting fired from their jobs.
Okay. All righty. Minister Vivian, Minister Vivian, would you pray for the news reporters that they would bring forth the truth, and that they would not get fired because they bring forth the truth, instead of just trying to hype everybody up and keep their jobs, bringing forth stuff that's not true.
Father God, we do lift up the
situation. Please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Praise God. Father God, we do.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you
can
need
you
help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Let's wait until somebody need to hang that phone up.
Praise
All right.
God.
Okay, go ahead.
Father God, we do come to you in behalf of the situation, God, at the border, God. And Father God, we do lift up these children that's coming in, God. Father God, oh God, is whether this is a planned thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, oh God, you bring things to surface, oh God. Lord, we do see where this could be something against the president. So that's why you told us to pray for those in authority. We lift them up to you, Lord God. And we pray for the news reporters, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they won't get fired from their job, that they will report the truth. In the name of Jesus, because you are truth, God, and you want nothing but the unadulterated truth to come forth. And God, not trying to deceive your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we will not be deceived, oh God, because you are with us and we are lifting you up, oh God, and the prayers are going up, oh God. So Lord, a lot of those children or people in those countries don't even want to come to the U.S., oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, they love their country. So why are they trying to portray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they are trying to get in here by the thousands? The devil is a liar. And we command everything, oh God, that's not like you, oh God, Father God, to not to, oh God, even exist, to prevail, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, not to emerge, oh God, Father God, we lift up the children to you, God, oh God, Father God, they don't want to leave their parents, oh God, they don't want, oh Father God, the devil lives alive, he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy, God, in the name of Jesus, pretending that they don't have food, pretending that they don't have place to sleep. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, everything that is a lie, let it be exposed in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. All right, it's about closing time. Anybody else? I don't want to leave anybody out for prayer requests. Anybody else?
Yes, Sister G, a prayer, please, for Prophet Daniel. He was having cramping in his legs, that the Lord will just continue to heal him. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, I'll do that in the closing prayer. Anybody else? All right, Father. You said
Sister G. I'm sorry for cutting. I want to tell Minister Gloria Dean to give a praise report. She had told me a few months ago, because Prophet Daniel's weight had gone down. You know, he's a prostate cancer survivor, and his weight had gone down. His normal weight is about 155, and had gone down to about 129. She and I prayed, and she said she believed the Lord for him gaining about a pound a day. So I just want her to know right now his weight is almost back up to where it was. Right now I think it's about 145. Thank you.
Amen. Close out today, we say thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for you on our side, we would not be here today to tell the story, the great things, to give testimonies about everything that you're doing on our behalf. We appreciate you, Lord God. Father, we don't take you for granted. We are so grateful that we can call on your name. We are so grateful that before we call, you've already heard, you've already answered. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. We need peace in our home, in our city, in our state, in our nation. We need peace in our neighborhood. We need peace within ourselves. And so, Father, as it's already been stated, respect things that concern us. We lift up Prophet Daniel. We know you know all about him and everything that's going on with Prophet Daniel Cheatham. He is your servant. And, Lord, we are praying for total healing for his body in the name of Jesus. You said, beloved Prophet Daniel, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So I thank you that he's prospering in his health and his soul in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the word that's deep down in him, that word that he will bring forth like never before, that fiery word that he will begin to bring forth, that fiery word in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that you have him in your almighty palm. Nothing by any means will harm him in the name of Jesus. Send the word and heal him. Complete healing, restoration. I thank you, Lord,
all that you're doing for Prophet Daniel, Lord God. Remove any fear, because the enemy tries to send fear in your people, oh God, false evidence that appears real. Oh no, in the name of Jesus, we don't receive fear in the name of Jesus. So Father, I lift up everyone who's on the line today, everyone who came on, everyone and their family, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for blessing us, protecting us. And Lord, we thank you for all the children all over the world. In the name of Jesus, sign the name of the enemy that's trying to take their lives. We just declare that they will not leave this world through murder, through violent crime, through dying of sickness, through suicide, any disease. But they will not leave before the time is ordained them to leave. So we bless you and we honor you. We give you praise and thanksgiving. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. We bless you, O God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. So, Father, as we close out, but not from your presence, we thank you for walking with us and talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, to our strength and our redeemer. Jesus' name. Amen. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank God for each of you all today that came on with us. Bless for you. Thank God for each and every of you. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. You already know that the Lord loves so much. So I bless the Lord for you. Love you, love you, love y'all. Have a great day. Love y'all.